USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking from the White House, President Joe Biden continues to reiterate that Russia is putting out misinformation to make the rest of the world believe they have a reason to attack the Ukraine.
For example, a shelling of a Ukrainian kindergarten yesterday, which Russia has falsely asserted was carried out by Ukraine. We also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas. There is simply no evidence in these assertions, and it defies basic logic to believe the Ukrainians would choose this moment, with well over 150,000 troops arrayed on its borders, to escalate a year-long conflict.
Biden also continued to remind the world in his speech that the United States will stand with NATO against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release. After 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December, 46 House Republicans are calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, citing a complete failure to lead the department, pointing to recent tensions with Border Patrol and the relentless crisis at the southern border. The letter, led by Representative Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, points to Mayorkas' primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security to secure our nation from its many threats. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates jumped again this week, approaching levels not seen since before 2019. The average rate on a 30-year loan reached 3.92%, up from the 3.69% last week. The Federal Reserve has signaled it will begin the first in a series of interest rate hikes in March, reversing pandemic-era policies but are contributing to high inflation levels not seen since the early 1980s. The Labor Department also reported last week that consumer prices jumped by over 7.5% last month compared with 12 months earlier, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982. And the price of a new home has jumped about 14% in the last year and as much as 30% in some cities. The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road next Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd. And, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
Steele said the organizers have set up a website where truckers can register, including their license plates, so they know exactly who's in the convoy and to make sure it's going to be a safe ride. She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves through the country toward Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.